Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. You know, something that was said yesterday morning in the scriptures, we were studying what some would call the Beatitudes. The pastor asked, how long has it been since you truly mourned over your sins? You know, a lot of times we say prayers and we say, Father, forgive us for when we fail thee. And they're just words. But when was the last time any of us, you can only think for yourself though, mourned over your sins? We need to be mourning over the sins of ourselves and the sins of this nation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you. For only you are God, the great I am, the creator of all life, the sustainer of life, the healer, the comforter. You are a wonderful Heavenly Father. But you are also God, all holy, pure. Father, we come to you today. May we be a people that truly do mourn for our sins, that we will turn from our wicked ways and come back to you. We do ask for forgiveness, Father. I don't know what's in the hearts of those who are praying with me. I only know of my own. My own shortcomings, my sins, the times I look to my own needs and wants and put your ways to the side. Forgive me. Forgive me, Father. Father, may we also be a people awake, that we can see what's going on in our own nation. We can't fix the world, but we can fix our nation and bring it back to you, Father. Back to God. Back to your righteousness. That our children may be able to live in freedom and happiness and safety. Oh, Father. Satan is a lion, seeking whom he may desire. He may devour. He wants our children. He wants your children. May we be the people that rise up and say, no, you cannot have them. We will stand for God. As for me and my house, we choose the Lord. We need your guidance, Father. We need you to equip us. We know that you do. We know that you will. Give us courage and boldness and wisdom and that gift of discernment where we can sift through all this garbage that's being spoken and see what the truth really is. And I have a feeling, Father, it is ugly. I know it is ugly. But that is the only thing, to see the truth of things that we doubt, that we wonder about here in this nation and around the world. It is only the truth that will set us free. May we be your people, your soldiers, who will march onward for your righteousness and holiness. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Because history matters, the left must remove it. And like you've heard me enough times. Rudy gives me these little things in the mornings. Not every morning, but some mornings. October. It's not November. Today is supposed to be Columbus Day. But the left doesn't like Columbus. They think he's an evil man. Remember, they were taking his statues down and throwing eggs on it and doing all kinds of crazy things. So it is National American Day. Native American Day, excuse me. Most of us have a little of that blood running through us. Look at old Lizzie Taylor. Not Lizzie Taylor, Lizzie Warren. She had very little. It's National Sausage Pizza Day. I like this one. It's National Kick Butt Today. America, we need to do some butt kicking. National Coming Out Day. I just put, no, we've had enough of that. We don't need any more coming outs. Please, just stay in the closets. Just stay in the closets and let us turn this place around. And it's the International Day of the Girl Child. Well, what difference does that make? They say you can't be a girl child. They need to take that one off the books. It's Columbus Day, my friends. And I have a very lengthy history here by Bill Federer. I should have just had him come on the air. We could have talked it a lot better than I could share it with you. But Columbus was looking for a sea route to India and China because 40 years earlier, Muslim Turks conquered Constantinople in 1453, cutting off the land routes. A biography of Columbus was written by Washington Irving. I did not know this in 1828. I guess I knew it, I just didn't pay attention to it. It was titled A History of the Life and Voyages of Christopher Columbus. In it, Irving created an imaginative dialogue of Europeans arguing over whether the earth was round or flat. His book was so popular that people actually thought such a debate took place when it had not. How many of us learned that? How many of us learned that they thought that the world was flat? Well, that was in a storybook. There was some biography and some story. He said Washington Irving was known for mixing entertainment with history and legend. He wrote Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's time to dig that one out, isn't it? Diedrich Knickerbocker's A History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End and the Dutch Dynasty. He filled the tales of visits with Saint Nick, coining the New York City, which he nicknamed, guess what that was? Gotham. Here comes Batman. Europeans knew the earth was round. Pythagoras and speculated that the earth was a sphere in the 6th century of B.C., and Aristotle validated it in the 4th century of B.C. In other words, they already knew that it wasn't flat, it was a sphere. In the 3rd century, it was computed that circumstances of the earth were amazing accuracy. He had heard that the Aswan, Egypt, the sun cast no shadow at noon on the summer solstice, June 21st. Yet at the exact same moment in Alexandria, Egypt, a column cast a shadow with a 7.2-degree angle. 7.2-degree angle, 1/50th of the 360-degree circle. It was known that the distance between Alexandria and Aswan was 5,000 stadia, 800 kilometers, approximately 500 miles. It's all very interesting, but it gets even more interesting, and we're going to skip through this and get to the crust of it all. I think you'll find it very interesting why Columbus went the direction that he did. Why didn't he go the other way? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. In a hurricane, there's no way to measure how far I am from okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Subpar immune systems throughout the world is probably the reason COVID-19 secured such a foothold on the population. Strong immune systems help prevent sickness. If you have a weak immune system, you might consider using Immuno-150. It was formulated to strengthen immune systems. Immuno-150 contains 70 plant-derived minerals and 80 other nutrients. Go to your computer and visit Immuno150.com. That's Immuno150.com. If you don't have a computer, call 888-316-2224 for mailed information. Prepare to be surprised, because Immuno-150 is effective and produces results. I urge you to try Immuno-150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website Immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I was going through this, and it's quite interesting, so I'm going to encourage you, rather than me to share all of it with you and try to pronounce all the names. Rudy and I were really laughing. We were trying to look up all these Greek names and these historic names and places, and, it's amazing. we were looking them up, trying to pronounce them, and, we said, well, we can't be doing that. But Columbus owned a copy of Marco Polo's travels to China and India, which was in 1271. His studies, the natural history, St. John Mandeville and Pope Pius II, Historia Rerum Unique Gestarum. Basically what happened was, when Marco Polo went the direction he went, he was confronted with pirates of sort, Muslim pirates. So Columbus decided he would go the opposite direction because of what Marco Polo had met with his voyage. So they went to the other direction. But the Muslim Turks conquered Constantinople. I can say that when I'm not reading it. In 1453, and hindered land trade routes from Europe to India and China, Portugal, which had been freed from Muslim domination for two centuries, and it began to search the alternative sea routes. So it tells the whole story of these trips that they were making from Europe, and what they had to confront. So we're not talking about some of the other things that took place that we've heard in history. We're talking about what exactly they did confront, Marco Polo and others. And even back then, we were fighting Muslims. So on October 12, 1492, Columbus sighted what he thought was India in his trip. Now, we've all been taught about this. He imagined Haiti was Japan and Cuba was the tip of China. He called the first island he saw San Salvador for the Holy Savior. I don't think we'd call it that today, would we? W.L. Grant continued to, in the introduction of the voyages and explorations of Samuel D. Chaplin. He, in his American Minute, he shows you many, many books that you can go back and glean all this information from. In the search of these were made the three greatest voyages in history, those of Columbus and Vasco da Gama, and the greatest of all, Magellan. In his search for the riches, Simhangu, Columbus stumbled upon America. He stumbled upon America. He says, the great Genoese lived and died under the illusion that he had reached the outmost verge of Asia. And though even in his lifetime, men realized that he had found was no less than a new world. He didn't find Asia. He found a new world. In his journal, Columbus referred to the native inhabitants, we've all learned this in our books, as Indians, because he thought he was successfully arrived in India. So, he also said of these natives, so they might be well disposed toward us, for I know that they were a people to be converted to our holy faith rather by love than by force. I gave to some red caps and to others glass beads. He gave them red caps. Do you think I said mega on them? All right. They became so entirely our friends that I believe that they would easily be Christians. I was making fun of that red caps. Forgive me. It was because they were diverting, getting away from attacks on the sea by the Muslims that they went another direction. I found that extremely interesting. We didn't learn that in the books of school, did we? Thomas Jefferson, one of the very first things the Marines did was to go out and get the pirates. This war has gone on for a long time. When we were under British rule, the British ships would protect the American ships from the pirates, the Barbary pirates, who were Muslim. But when we won our independence, well, they weren't going to protect us anymore. So President Jefferson, he took office in 1801, and he believed that paying off the pirates had only led to more demands, and he announced that there would be no more tributes paid. Tripoli demanded a payment of $225,000 on top of the annual payments of $25,000, and Jefferson refused to pay. And Tripoli declared war on the U.S., and he sent out the Marines, and the rest is history. But history continues, because even now we're still fighting the same pirates. Oh, they're different people, but they still want to destroy America. They still want to destroy anyone who isn't one of them. They want to steal, rape, pillage, take. And that's the history that we live with, that the left wants to remove. They want you to believe we are the evil ones. Well, we're no saints, that's for sure and for certain. But you see, the history of what actually happened, what actually took place, doesn't fit their narrative, so they have to remove it, cancel it, teach something else. Let's teach them that every white person is evil and racist. And let's teach that every colored person needs help because they're not good enough. Now, who's the real racist? Because that's what critical race theory is. If you were born one color, you're privileged. If you were born another color, you're not. Have you ever noticed how arrogant that is? How racist that is? How demeaning that is? And that's not going far enough. So now they've got to tell women that they're not women and children that they're not boys or girls. You can't even label them as babies. They are removing the family. They are removing everything that makes sense. And they're putting in their own logic, which is anything but logical. And we have to accept it. If you don't accept it, then you need to be reprogrammed. If you don't accept it, you're in trouble. Well, I guess I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. I don't accept it. There are certain things I have to live with, but I don't have to accept it. Do you agree? Alexis de Tocqueville said, "When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness." America's spirit is walking in darkness because of the left. They are evil. They are pushing evil things. They don't care about your safety. They proved that with Afghanistan. I was sharing with someone last night. When we pulled out of Vietnam, what we left behind was torture, and they obliterated the villages of South Vietnamese and of the Hmong people who friended the United States and helped them. They were helping us help them. They didn't want to live in communism. So we fought for a while, and then we left. And we knew when we left what would happen. We didn't leave all our equipment, though. We're still trying to get American bodies back. America, we do have a darkness in our past. It's the warmongers who want to make money like Liz Cheney. And President Bush, the late President Bush, and the former President Bush. Why do they hate Trump? Why do they hate America? We made them rich, didn't we? All our maimed young men and women coming back from war who have to readjust how they live because of their decisions and policies. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. History matters, so they wouldn't try to remove it. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a quote here. I don't know which founding father this one was from. But it says, and I'll find out. I searched real quickly to get this quote. "We have staked the whole future of our new nation, not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political constitutions upon the capacity of each of ourselves to govern ourselves according to the moral principles of the Ten Commandments of God." Isn't that amazing? And yet, Obama and Pelosi and Schumer and many of the others stand up and say, "We were never a Christian nation." That's what our founding fathers were after. So much is going on that is grievous. I beg you to go back and read the Declaration of Independence. If you don't want to read it, go back and search. Maybe Rudy could just put it on there fresh, where I did a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence a few years ago. Go back and read it. And you will know. The grievances that they had then are much like the grievances we have today, only I declare that these are even worse than the king. The king lived somewhere else and he sent his people over here. They had to take a little while to get here. They didn't have planes, you know. King government is right here. We keep voting them into office. So, the following on Facebook, some of them are from Iowa, and they go, what'd you think of that? I was shocked, but not a whole lot, that President Trump endorsed Grassley. A rhino. He votes with us sometimes when it suits him, and other times he takes that stance, you know, that Republican stance. Well, this is a statement from President Trump. The Thursday House hearing of the Arizona election scam turned sharply against the Democrats when Congressman Andy Biggs and others started asking questions about all the damning findings of the audit of the people for Maricopa County were unable to give an answer. It was incredible, he said. They could not answer why they deleted and moved election data after they received a subpoena, or why they have never delivered chain of custody documents for millions of ballots. Congressman Andrew Clyde exposed the Democrats. Big lie, the Biden won. The recount, because no matter how many times you count counterfeit money, you may have 100 pieces of paper in your pocket, but you sure don't have $100 in legal tender. The hearing, and I've got some of these on Facebook. You'll have to go scroll down on the show's page. Not the group page, the show's official page. I put them on there last week. The hearing exposed how numerous laws were broken during the Arizona voting, how blank mail-in ballot envelopes were approved, and how there were tens of thousands of suspected fraudulent ballots. The fake news, however, refuses to cover these questions and answers because they prove, without question, that we won Arizona and many other states. I don't know how many of you watched his rally this weekend. It was good. I watched it. I told Rudy I didn't get much news. I watched the football game. That was a mistake last night. And then I watched Levin late. I always encourage you to watch Levin. There's things on Fox I wouldn't tell you to watch, but Levin is one I will tell you to watch. And he had two men on there, and I don't remember the second guy's name. He's he is an expert on critical race theory, of what it is and what they're promoting. And he had Josh Hawley in. And I don't know if you know Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri. Praise the Lord he's not another Blunt. We're so thankful Blunt is finally going to retire. He could be a very rich man, but he's going to retire. But I keep praying that Senator Hawley will stay true to what he speaks and not become a rhino. But he went after the Attorney General's office for what they're going to do to the parents who are objecting to the critical race theory and the mask mandates in schools. He's going after them strong. But what can he do, Levin said, when you don't have a majority? Everybody wants to know if Trump's going to run. Is Trump going to run? And he's not saying anything. I think part of that is a legality because of the lawsuits and some of the other things that are going on. If they find out he really won the 2020 election, what will they do? Oh, there's no constitutional mandate for this. We don't know what we're going to do. There is something for fraud, is there not? Well, Jen, who was one of his lawyers, I heard her last night on another show, on Dr. Gorka, on Newsmax. And it was amazing what she was coming up with. I would love to get her on the air. Rudy, we ought to try and do that. But we have a government king full of corruption and evilness. The king back in that day used the indigenous people, the Indians, against the Americans. He instigated a rivalry against them. When Columbus came, everybody was friendly. Everybody was good. The art gallery that sells Hunter Biden's work received $500,000 in federal COVID loans. Do you remember that? Do you remember that first COVID one that went out that they wanted to give it all to the people of the arts? Well, that's what you got. And they're going to, they receive $500,000 of your tax dollars. But if you have $600 in your bank account, they're going to keep an eye on you. While Hunter Biden receives bribes for his art. Have you seen his art? He's spitting from a straw on a piece of paper. I guess you could call the colors beautiful. They're all mixed together and swirled and such. But he's the president's son. And this should not be going on. If it was Trump's children, there'd be all chaos going on in the mainstream media. But they don't say anything about this. Because they know without a doubt, that it is pure evil and it is treason. The Democrat Party and Joe Biden hate America. The left hate America. Someone I was speaking to last night said, I don't understand. Not a political person in my eyes, but a good person. I don't understand. Why are they doing this? I said, because before you could build back better, you got to tear it down. They don't like what it is. They don't. I said, we have put up with this socialism for a long time. I said, every single social program is socialism. And we think, oh, yay, they're going to give us $600. It was your money. How much did you give them before they gave you back $600? Stimulate. They're very well stimulated. They're very wealthy. And you're not. The majority of Americans are not wealthy, and we're getting less wealthy all the time. They want your land. They want your children. They want to know what you've got in the bank and how you're spending it. And the Missouri governor decided we needed more tax. So he's taxing us, even though he's a Republican, and he was begged not to do it. He did it anyway, 3 cents on the gallon. Oh, but if you keep all your receipts and you turn it in, you can get it back at the end of the year. Yeah, right. We'll see what happens with that. Governor Parsons, we're a little upset with you over that one. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free
free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'll tell you what. The headlines today made your head swim. And that's one reason I wanted to go down the history line instead. And I do encourage you to read the American Minute. Go to AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. Bill Federer is a great historian, and I learn something new from him all the time. I should have thought ahead and had him on. I don't have to talk when Bill's on. He just gets going. The left have to tear this country down in every fashion. The family must go. Your religion, your faith must go, especially if you're Christian or if you're Jewish. It must be removed. You must be punished. But California now is requiring a law that gender-neutral area in some of the stores. It says California on Saturday became the first state to say large department stores must display products like toys and toothbrushes in gender-neutral ways. A win for the LGBT advocates who say the pink and the blue hues are traditional marketing methods. Praise your children to conform to gender stereotypes. Yeah. So, you know, why is that a bad thing? Well, I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a gay woman, so I guess I don't understand. But I have some friends. I have some family that are females, and they don't like pink. But they're not gay. I like rainbows. That's my God's promise. But I'm not gay. I'm a straight woman with 5 sons, a husband. I'll be married 50 years next year. They have to destroy your identity. Do you get it? They have to destroy your identity. If you are white, if you are female, they're going to take away motherhood from you. Because not only women get pregnant. Oh, really? You mean women who say they're not women get pregnant. They're still females. Go back to science, folks. Go back to biology. There are two sexes in pretty much every form of life. There's a reason for that. It's called reproduction. Let's go on to the next headline. Navy engineer and his wife are accused of trying to sell nuclear submarine secrets. They hid it in a sandwich. The turncoat Navy engineer was bagged by the feds for trying to pass along U.S. nuclear secrets inside half a peanut butter sandwich. They put it in, I thought I had one all marked up. I must have had two copies of this particular article. They put it in the sandwich, and they used gum wrappers and other things to hide the little USB that they had in there. Well, it didn't work because the foreign operative that he was talking to was an FBI agent. Well, I'm kind of surprised the FBI had time to find this traitor because they're too busy going after our mothers, after parents for objecting to things in the school. Oh, here it is. Here's the one I had marked up. I knew I had one all marked up. The half a sandwich was housed without inside a plastic bag. I wonder if it's a Ziploc. Anyway. It says the Navy nuclear engineer and with access to military secrets has been charged with trying to pass information about the design of the American nuclear-powered submarines to someone he thought was a representative of a foreign government, probably Russia, but who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. So they both got arrested. His wife, by the way, is a 45-year-old school teacher. I guess she should have paid more attention to what she was doing in school. The memory card contained information on the Virginia-class nuclear submarines. The couple was busted when they showed up at a dead drop location in West Virginia. And the couple is expected to appear in court in Martinsburg, West Virginia. It's unknown who's representing them. Representative Brian Stile is telling us, reporting this on Newsmax, that the bank monitoring plan shows the left's plan to invade your privacy. Now, invading our privacy started a long, 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 long time ago. What kind of information do you fill out when you do your tax returns? You're not allowed to make money without them knowing it, you know? They don't want you to do cash jobs. They're going to force Americans to go back to the barter system and cash system. Why do you think they want to do away with that? They want to go to a cashless society. They can better track you in a cashless society. And do you remember the Patriot Act? Well, Patriot Act is now part of what they want to use against these parents that are objecting in the schools. And I heard one of the representatives or senators, I can't remember which one he was, saying, well, we don't want to get rid of all that Patriot Act because there's some good stuff in there. FISA came out of the Patriot Act. Remember that? What kind of good came out of that for the American people? They used it against President Donald Trump and people that they wanted to set up. People that had nothing to do with what they were saying. They were just setting them up. Well, they're going to monitor your banks, and the banks shouldn't be very happy about that. I don't know if they are or not. But this is what you have got to fight. And if you're not going to fight it, then you deserve to be in slavery to a government. You don't deserve to own anything. You don't deserve independence if you don't stand up and demand it. They have to eliminate the history. Because the history tells you who you are. They tell you where you came from. And the history should illuminate our future, and if it doesn't, then we're living in darkness. We are living in darkness. Our founding fathers, once again, I'm going to share this, and Rudy slipped me a note and said it was James Madison. He's so wise. Rudy, I mean, not James Madison. James Madison was wise, too. We have staked the whole future of our new nation not upon the power of government. Oh, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political constitutions upon the capacity of each of ourselves to govern ourselves according to the moral principles of the Ten Commandments of God. America, my question to you is, what have you staked the future on? For you, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your friends up the street and their children. Are you willing to even pick up a phone and make a phone call, write a letter, sign a letter? What are you staking your future on? Who's going to bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive prices. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.